So, let us take a little moment to think about Virgo. Virgo is a very special sign in that it allows us to look within and come together with the soul and the mind. It's a very special place in the world. And of course it follows Leo, which gives it some very special connections to the world and to our world. And Virgo symbolizes the Virgin who holds the sheaf of wheat of the bread of Christ, of the love wisdom, which is Ray 2. And so Ray 2, of course, is very important in the world at this moment in time, because Ray 2 is the love wisdom which is drafting the new dispensation and how we come forward in building the new sign. And Ray 3, of course, is the builder. But so the Ray 2 of love wisdom of the Virgo is extremely important, and there are certain countries in the world as well that are very important with Virgo, because countries like Greece has a Virgo soul, and so does Assyria. And according to Alice Bailey and the Ageless Wisdom, these are countries where we will have esoteric schools feeding us, downloading the ancient knowledge to each of us. As well, New Zealand has a Virgo personality, and this is also said that New Zealand will have and mystery school, an esoteric mystery school, and Australia and Ireland are Virgo souls. And they are also, according to Alice Bailey, planned locations for future advanced schools. But Ireland and the sacred sites in Ireland at the moment, and some of the others, are already having major esoteric knowledge being downloaded as you go along, especially going to places like Tara. You have a feeling that there are, and I'm sure there are many in all of the sacred sites, especially in Egypt as well, at the Sphinx and at the Great Pyramid and Lake Titicaca in Peru. All of these have esoteric schools that are opening up at the moment and downloading some of the ancient knowledge to us. It is filtering down, and as we visit these places and do ceremony and everything else, we're opening ourselves deeper to the ancient mysteries and to the knowledge that is ours as the second coming takes hold within each of us, and as we see ourselves as divine beings and the spirit of which we are moving forward in life. And so, for each of us, it is a special time of awakening. It's a time of awakening within ourselves. And so, as we awaken within ourselves, we come very much in touch, because Virgo is deep within. And of course, its opposite sign is Pisces, and that is, and by the way, that's also connected to Sirius, right? Because I know some of you are connected as well to Sirius. So we have all sorts of different things happening with us at the moment. And so, but it is mainly about going within ourselves and to understand that all the answers are within us. There is nothing, we can't find any answers outside of us. All of the answers are within us, and this is what Virgo is bringing to us, asking us to be aware of this knowledge. Because Virgo is about, it's a labor of love, Virgo. Virgo is a deep sign that holds and represents the Triple Goddess and many of the other great personalities. So as we dwell upon all that, we could take a couple of deep breaths and get ourselves to a nice place and to a place of understanding and love. And we take this deep breath. And as we take the deep breath within ourselves, we feel the awakening of the golden flame within our heart. We feel the awakening of the Divine Mother. We feel the presence of the Divine Mother within our heart. We feel her energy. Because she is deeply connected with the golden flame. It is an aspect of the Divine Mother that flows through each of us. It is the awakening within each of us. And as we awaken to this sign and to the flame within each of us, the golden flame, we take ourselves, as our heart opens up, we are going to take ourselves into the threefold golden flame this evening. And we are going to go to Tara in Ireland, the center of the new esoteric school. And we will sit at Tara. And we will feel the download as the golden flame emanates out from Ireland around the world, bringing forth the new dispensation. And the golden flame is the new dispensation that is floating within each of us, awakening us to the endless possibilities of the Divine Mother and of the Sacred Feminine, of the Love Wisdom, of the perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine, of the sacred union within each of us. And so the flame in Ireland is now, we are connected to Tara, and we will take this amazing golden flame, and we will move along the ley line that runs from Ireland across to England, to France, to Italy, Greece, and finally to the Great Pyramid at Giza. And out through the Great Pyramid at Giza is an amazing golden flame, awakening Egypt to its endless possibilities, to the powerhouse of the Middle East, awakening it to be the healer of the Middle East, awakening the ancient wisdom that has people rising from the sand as they understand their holy purpose. It is a place of peace. It is a place that will bring forth peace to the Middle East. And so as we come back along with the golden flame now, we come back along the ley line through Greece, Italy, France, England, back to Tara. And we wrap it around the golden flame that is already burning brightly at Tara. And we wrap it around counterclockwise, energizing the flame at Tara. And as that flame is energized, we go out through the west coast of Ireland and down through Brazil, all the way down to Lake Titicaca. And there, in the middle of the lake, is an amazing golden flame coming from the deeps, the depth of the lake, and bringing with it all of the energies of the crystalline consciousness, of the Christ consciousness, awakening us to the beauty of who we are, to our divinity. It is, of course, awakening us also to the Atlantean energy, which Ireland, which Tara already has, and which the Great Pyramid at Giza has. So again, we are awakening into the great Atlantean mysteries and to the Christ consciousness that Lake Titicaca is holding. And this energy flows all out over Peru and Bolivia. And we come back again through Brazil and back in from the west coast of Ireland. And there we connect again to Tara, and this time the golden flame is wrapping itself clockwise around. And now we have the threefold golden flame. And the threefold golden flame is connected to our heart. And it is lifting us higher to deeper understanding, to deeper awareness, taking us higher and higher as we climb Jacob's ladder, all the ways up to our high heart. And there it awakens the beautiful mysteries of love, forgiveness, compassion. And as we awaken these, we come to understand our holy purpose and why we are here at this special time in the world. Because we are thinking with the heart, and we continue to move on up to the throat chakra, and there we awaken ourselves to the power of sound, and the sound that emanates from each of us, to the beauty which we are, and to the chant and to the words that flow from our voice box, words of love, of compassion, forgiveness, of kindness. And then we float on up, and the golden flame continues on up to the third eye, awakening us to the beautiful gifts of the Mother. And as it awakens us to the beautiful gifts of the Mother, so too does the threefold golden flame awaken us to everything within ourselves, to the beauty of who we are, beings of perfect balance, temples of light, who carry all the gifts of the Mother. And we feel these gifts, we understand these gifts, and they flow through us, and we continue on up to the crown chakra, awakening us to the cosmos, to the energies of the cosmos. And as we awaken ourselves to the energies of the cosmos, so too do we awaken ourselves to the threefold golden flame. And now we are all one, connected with the golden flame. And we direct the golden flame and take it with us into the Oval Office at the White House. And there we plant this energy, connecting to the golden flame that is already anchored there. But with the energy of Virgo, we put this into the Oval Office. And it emanates out its energy all over the White House and out all over Washington, D.C. And the energy of this flame is a transmuting flame. It is a flame of love. It is a flame of kindness. It is the destroyer of all that does not serve humanity. And we carry this flame, and we watch this flame emanate out all over America, bringing with it the energy of love, of compassion, of forgiveness, of understanding, bringing everybody together in oneness, all for the good of humanity. And now we continue on up higher, lifting ourselves to a higher level. And as we lift ourselves to a higher level, up to the 12th chakra, we take with us the energy of the United States and awakening it to the endless possibilities and to the new dawn that is being built right now. And as we lift ourselves up to the 12th chakra, which is the diamond, we see all the facets of the diamond emanating out from the golden flame. And it sparkles, and it awakens new life, new energies, new possibilities within each of us. It brings us to the place of endless possibilities within our heart. And from our heart we shoot an arrow with a golden cord attached to it, right up into the sun, behind the sun, connecting with Infinite Spirit, with Father, Mother. And we follow this golden cord all the way up. It is our guiding post. And we continue to climb and climb. And we move on up, taking ourselves to places of beauty. And as we continue to climb, we see before us the Mother, and we rest in her arms. We feel the love. We feel the compassion. We feel the joy of being held in the arms of the Mother. We feel it touching each and every cell in our body. We feel the beauty of the Mother, through which all things are possible. And we rest in our arms, allowing her love to flow through each of us. As she whispers words of encouragement, of light, of knowledge, of love, wisdom in our ear. We feel her love. We rest in this love. And then when we are ready, we come back into the room, grateful for all we have received.
Good night.
Good night, Finbar. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Finbar.
How are you?
Erica. Good, how are you?
Yes, sir. I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, it was a very nice meditation.
Good, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I had some questions about the herb supplements from...
From John of God? Yeah.
Yeah, John of God. And I noticed that you're not supposed to have any, like, black pepper or, I guess, hot pepper.
That's right, yeah.
And are there, like, any other spices other than those that, you know,
no,
would be...
No, it's just anything very hot, like chili peppers and anything that's hot.
Okay, spicy hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, spicy hot, yeah.
Because I was delaying because I had a bunch of foods that I typically eat, and I was kind of concerned that I would be spoiling, you know, the herb if I wasn't being conscious about fully what I was eating, or if you're eating out, you know, and they have pepper in different sauces or, you know.
Yeah.
Type of thing. So it just, does it neutralize the herb, or is it an energy component of the herb?
It's an energy component of the herb.
So does he do like a energy blessing type of thing of the herbs? So it's more than just the herb itself?
Oh, the herb is totally blessed for you. It's specifically attached to your energy. And when the herb is picked up for you, the prescription from John of God to get that herb is connected to you. And when Marina collected that herb, the energy was transferred from the person who gave the herb to those herbs, and then they were put on to you. That's how the healing takes place with those herbs.
Okay. So is it really important to take it, like, every day as prescribed?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Very important to take it every day as prescribed. Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking one or two here and there, but I just hadn't got myself because of the food part. So I only have taken a few, but I haven't committed to just doing it right through.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, for it to really be really effective for you, you need to take it every day.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that before I jumped in, because I didn't want to be skipping it because of the food item or, you know, type of thing. Or whatever, but okay. And I just wanted, I noticed there was a charge for, or there was, I wanted to compensate you for the postage, if that was...
Oh, don't worry about that. That's okay.
Are you sure?
That was my pleasure. Yeah, that's okay.
Because I wasn't sure if what I paid was to covering postage or not, so... Okay.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry you're not coming to Peru with us.
Yeah, I kind of, it's just too much going on with my family stuff. It's just too much up in the air, and I think 2018 is going to be a better year for me, but I just don't feel comfortable being out of the country, and I'm not quite sure. I mean, things could, I know you said I could let you know by the end of the month, so I might have more, I might be more settled as to what's happening by then, but there's just too many things right now that's up in the air, so I don't want to stress myself out any more than I already am, because then it just doesn't feel, you know, right. So...
Okay.
But do you have trips there on a regular basis, or?
Oh, I'll have one again in a few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this one was more special with what was going on.
This year, we're connected like with Ireland and with the visiting all three countries, doing something special in Ireland, doing something special in Egypt and Peru, all at the same, all within 6 weeks of one another. So it's that's where I am on that.
Do you have anyone like doing all those three trips?
No, I have nobody doing all three trips. I have some people doing two of the trips, but not three.
Oh, okay. And I was just curious, do you know of anyone that you recommend for, like, astrology, or?
There's a guy called Philip Lindsay. He's an esoteric astrologer, and he is based out of, I think he's out of Australia.
Okay.
Let me see here now, if I can find his, let me see what his, I can get you his website.
Okay.
Let's see, information, let me find information, H-I. Information. Okay, Philip Lindsay, here he is. And let me see how I can get to his website and see what it is. Okay, it's esotericastrology.org.
Okay.
That esoteric astrologer, esotericastrologer.org. And if you go on to him, I think he's $250 for a reading. I had a reading done for him a couple of years ago. He's very good. But I think it's $250.
Do you use him on a regular basis?
No, I just got one reading from a couple of years ago. There's another woman in let me see here now. There is Sue Martin. She's in England. She's also excellent. And see if I can see what Sue Martin. I have a website for her. Let me see if I can find her. Now, she's very good, and she's not anywhere near as expensive as okay, here's her website. It's Elemental Elemental Grace Alliance ALLIANCE.com / it's Elemental Grace Alliance.com / Sue Martin SUEMARTIN .html.
Okay, so it was Alliance or Lines?
Alliance. ALLIANCE .com.
Okay.
And then
All right.
/ Sue Martin dot
that's what
H. That,
yeah, HTML?
Yeah, you have to, yeah, HTML, yeah.
Is it Martin and with an I-N or E-N?
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay.
And yeah, it will tell you all about Sue there, and you have the other thing on him. I'm not sure what else. You know, if you get onto either of them anyway, just let them know I referred you.
Okay.
So you can send either the, both of them an email or one of them. I have used Sue. Sue is very, very... I've used her more than I've used Philip. And she's very good.
Okay. All right. So are
okay.
you... Colorado right now, or?
No, I'm in France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's 3:34 in the morning here.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You sound a little tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. We'll connect again
you
sometime.
You take care, Erica. Thank
yep,
you.
You too. Okay,
God
bye.
Bless. Bye.
You too. Bye.